Agricultural programming is made possible by Risk Management Commodities, with offices in Chalmers and Lafayette, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities provides commodities analysis and recommendations for business and agriculture throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. 866-837-9027.
It's 69 degrees on Friends Plaza in Urbana at 8:50, and it's time now for our pre-opening commodity market report. And sitting in for Dave Dickey today is Tom Rogers. Hi, Tom.
Good morning, Dan. Good morning, everybody. Midwest direct hog markets today are expected to be fully steady to strong as packers try to plug a few more holes in their slaughter schedules for tomorrow and early next week. Dealers and market analysts say prices remain on an uptrend despite robust price gains this week. Some say prices might be even a little stronger if they would find a few more hogs to move. Peoria called steady today with a top price of 51 even. They remind people that Friday markets aren't very aggressive often. Sow markets, they say, are expected to pick up. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for yesterday, Thursday, July 24th, negotiated swine purchases were 12,646. For the base market hog on 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was 70.75 to 80.92. The weighted average was 78.11. That was up 69 cents from Wednesday. On a live basis, barrows and gilts sold from 55.57 to 65 even. The weighted average was 62.19. In the West, negotiated swine purchases were 18,579. The base price range was 72 even to 82.50. The weighted average was 80.37. That was up $1.36 from Wednesday. On a live basis, barrows and gilts in the West sold from 74.32 to 83.05. The weighted average was 63.79.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson in Morris at 815-941-3758. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
You know what? We'll take a look at the overnight trade, slightly up as we went through the overnight hours on the CME Group. We'll also get a pre-opening call from Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group in West Bend, Wisconsin. First, we have a look at our growing area's weather and some rainfall to talk about. Here's meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tom. This has been the summer of mesoscale convective systems, and that is a large cluster of thunderstorms that often gets going overnight and dumps a heavy amount of rain. We've seen a lot of them this summer over Iowa and Missouri, and sometimes they've come into Illinois and Indiana, and on some occasions on the front edge, you'll have the strong bow echoes causing wind damage. Well, we had another mesoscale convective system overnight over southern Iowa and northern Missouri, and it's still raining pretty hard over portions of northeastern into east central and central Missouri. And when I talk about hard, I talk about hard rain. And you think we've had problems with rainfall already in the Midwest. This next statistic blows me away. This morning, over the last few hours that I've been on the air, I've noticed the rain has been sitting over the same area. Well, Adair County in Missouri, not far from Kirksville, they've got a serious problem on their hand, and that's because a weather observer there with the Community Collaborative Rain, Hail, and Snow Network, COCORAS Network, has measured 12.15 inches of rain. And actually, that measurement, it comes with rainfall overflowing the gauge. And the observer there in Adair County, and this is about 1.4 miles south of Kirksville, says it's the biggest rain event I've ever been in. The rain gauge was running over. I don't know how much rain we failed to measure. Basically, except for a couple of hours last night, it's been raining for 31 straight hours. And that report was as of 7 o'clock this morning. So that just gives you an idea of just how intense some storms can be at this time of year. And it appears that around the Kirksville, Missouri area, in northern Missouri, there's going to be some serious flooding as there's no place in the Midwest that can take 12 inches of rain in less than a day's time and or 31 hours and not have some consequences. So that's just unprecedented. Flash flood warnings are in effect for many counties across northern in east central Missouri, all north of St. Louis, although the heavy rain is now lurking just northwest of St. Louis, and that area is traveling to the southeast. This system is going to weaken as we go through the later morning and afternoon, but the rain is going to be pushing into southern Illinois and also parts of southwestern Indiana. More of these clusters could form over the next couple of weeks. So as we look ahead, I think the general weather pattern for the Corn Belt is pretty good for crop development, as temperatures are going to stay in a typical range for this time of year. No excessive heat is still showing up on the maps. The high heat is going to stay to our west and south here over the next couple of weeks. So we're going to keep temperatures quite reasonable for corn tasseling and early pod setting for the earliest developing soybeans. And basically, that means high temperatures in the 80s by and large, and low temperatures are going to mostly be in the 60s. Now, on some very humid nights, there's going to be some low to mid 70s for lows, which actually is pretty good for crop development. And there could be some 90s from time to time, especially over Missouri, southern Illinois, and Kentucky. But by and large, 80s for highs. So very good temperatures for crop development and periodic rain, which will help keep the moisture in the soil favorably moist in most areas. But, of course, where you get a cluster of very heavy rain, you could have some localized areas having flooding problems and crop damage. So this rain in Missouri is not going to affect a large percentage of the corn and soybean crop, but there are going to be some fields damaged because of this very heavy rain. As we look to the Delta, it's still looking pretty dry down that way. We're not getting a lot of moisture down there yet. And in the Northern Plains Spring Wheat Belt, it appears that hotter air is going to start to move into western areas, so that could start to affect the spring wheat crop because it's been dry out in Montana and parts of the Dakotas, and now it's going to turn hot in Montana, so that's something to watch. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Keezer.
All right, thanks, Ed. Let's take a look now at overnight trading. In Kansas City, September wheat opened overnight at 8.16 a bushel, down a half last trade, up 1.5 cents. December 8.40 and a quarter, down a half last trade, down one. Minneapolis spring wheat for September opened at 867 and a half, down 2 1/4. Last trade down 4 1/4. In Chicago, September wheat opened at 790 overnight, up 1/4. Last trade up 3 1/4 cents. December 813 1/4, up 2. Last trade up 2 3/4. March 833 down 1/4. Last trade down 3 1/4. July wheat 860 up 1/4. Last trade up 1/4 as well. September corn opened overnight at 573 1/4, up 1/4 cent. Last trade up 2. December, 592 1/4, up 1/4. Last trade up 1 1/4. March corn opened unchanged at 611 1/4. Last traded up 2.5 cents. May corn opened at 628, up 4 1/4. Last trade up 1 3/4. July, 634 3/4, up 2 3/4. Last trade up 3 3/4. And September of next year's corn, 632 1/4, up 6 1/4 cents. Last trade up 6.5. In the bean complex, August nearby beans opened at 1387 up 2, last trade up 2.5 cents. September 1374 up 1, last traded up 2.5. November 1376 up 3, last trade up 2.5. January opened at 1391 1/2 up 3/4, last traded unchanged. March of next year, 1416 up 11 on the open, last traded up only 1/4. And May, 14.14 3/4, up 6 3/4 cents, last trade up 1 1/4. Soybean meal for August opened at 376, up 220, last traded unchanged. September, 368.40, up 60, last trade up 30. Bean oil for August, 58.90, up 3, last traded up, or down 3, rather, on the open, last traded down 30. And September bean oil, 59.05, down 20, last traded down 28. Joining us now for a pre-opening call is Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group in West Bend, Wisconsin. Good morning, Jackie. Well, I hear, is Jackie here now? I am not hearing Jackie Vakes for some reason.
I can hear you, Tom.
There we go. Just caught you late there.
Jackie,
just tell me a little about the overnight trade, which opened a little bit up after maybe some thoughts that the market may be technically oversold.
Well, I think the market is technically oversold, but I think more than that is what we're in right now is a consolidation phase, and we have to get August option expiration out of the way today. Once that goes away, the focus of the market, I believe, will switch over to the USDA report coming out on the 12th, and more as to more concerns as to what the actual acreage is going to be and what their estimates are going to be. So I think what we'll see today is basically not a whole lot different than we did last night. We'll probably see the market trade a little bit higher, see some profit taking, but the biggest thing today will be determining what option strike price is going to actually end up being in the money at the end of the day.
And while this all happens, the weather seems to keep things cool a little bit, I suppose, as far as trading, as far as a little bit of downward pressure, perhaps?
Well, I would think yes, you know, because all we hear constantly is how the weather is just perfect for crop development. I think when you look at Illinois, I just traveled down from Wisconsin the other day again down here to Illinois, and it isn't perfect everywhere. We have a crop that's still behind. That's the reality. But the crop looks so much better than what it looked before, and that's to the visual eye. And so I think that I don't expect to see the market just go zooming back up, mm-hmm. but I do expect to see it look to try and consolidate.
All right, your calls for today?
I would say right along with what the overnights were, you know, up just 1 to 2 on corn, 2 to 4 possibly on beans, 3 to 6 on wheat. And it'll all be tempered basically by option expiration on livestock. We're going to be mixed.
All right.
We've got cattle on feed report coming out today, too.
All right. Thanks, Jackie. Jackie Vakes is with Stewart Peterson Group in West Bend, Wisconsin. This is WILL 580 AM, 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana.